This is a race marked by stark contrasts and distinctly different opinions. Over the course of 6 debates and months of campaign ads, Russ Feingold and Tim Michaels have disagreed on about everything. Their backgrounds are just as different. This is only Michaels' second political campaign. He lost a bid for the state Senate 6 years ago. On the other hand, Feingold has held public office for more than 2 decades, serving 10 years in the state Senate and 12 as a U.S. Senator in Washington. He says his interest in public service dates back to when he was 7 years old.
My dad and mom used to always talk about the two things at the dinner table you're not supposed to talk about, religion and politics. And they ended up with one kid, my sister, being a rabbi and me being a U.S. Senator.
Feingold says the environmental movement, the women's rights movement, and the civil rights struggle helped him see the value of public office. He credits John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King as role models. When Michaels is asked whom he resembles politically, he says he's his own man.
I'm just a guy that likes to make a difference, to do whatever I can, to use my ability and my training, the learning that I have from having earned 3 college degrees, to make a difference. And I think we can make such a difference in this election cycle.
Both candidates are well-educated. Michaels holds master's degrees from both the University of Chicago and the Illinois Institute for Technology. Feingold is a Rhodes Scholar with a Harvard Law degree. Michaels has spent more time pointing out what he calls his real-world experience. He frequently talks about his 12 years in the U.S. Army and 8 years helping run his family construction business. He says his perspective as a veteran and businessman will help him in matters involving national defense and the economy. David Stegman is a vice president and chief legal officer for Michaels Corporation. He thinks Michaels' skills in the boardroom would translate well to the Senate.
Tim has an incredible ability to scan the room, listen to people, take the good advice, make everyone feel good about it, the advice they gave, and then make a clear and concise decision where he implements what he heard. I think it's quite an amazing ability.
Feingold also prides himself on reaching compromises. In particular, he cites his work with Arizona Republican John McCain on national campaign finance legislation. Madison State Senator Fred Risser says the same held true when Feingold was a political rookie. Risser was the Democratic Senate president when Feingold served his first term in the state legislature in the early 80s. Feingold was 29 at the time.
On occasion, as president of the Senate, I would let him take over the chair and he would act as president. I did that because I had confidence in his ability to do it, and he did a good job. And I can't say that about all my colleagues. There's a number of them I would not turn the chair over to, but I had no hesitancy to do it in the case of Russ Feingold.
Neither Russ Feingold nor Tim Michaels has found much common ground in this race. University of Wisconsin La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim calls it a classic contest between a liberal Democrat and a conservative Republican. He calls Michaels a principled candidate who supports President Bush on almost everything.
Michaels is very open, very straightforward on what he says and does. He's not nuanced in a sense. He's very straightforward in his beliefs. He gets his values across very clearly.
Feingold, meanwhile, has opposed the Bush administration several times, including on the war in Iraq and the U.S. Patriot Act. Heim says the senator's reputation as a maverick is safe.
He is, in fact, becoming almost more of a maverick rather than less, and he votes his conscience more, and sometimes you might wince at it as, an average Wisconsin resident saying, geez, I'm not sure I would do that, but by and large, I think it served him well.
Republicans have tried to use Feingold's record to their advantage. Michaels claims it reflects a senator who's out of touch with Wisconsin values and says the senator has been in Washington too long. Feingold counters that there's no shame in doing a good job for your constituents. 2 minority party candidates are also seeking the U.S. Senate seat. Libertarian nominee Arif Khan of Fond du Lac and independent Eugene Hem have been absent from the TV airwaves and were excluded from every debate. Polls have shown Feingold leading Michaels by more than 20 percentage points in some instances. Both campaigns say they expect closer results come Election Day. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.